Coach, you forced four turnovers in that game. In the last two home games, now seven takeaways for your defense. Do you feel like that playmaking ability is really starting to surface for your unit?
Yeah, and I think that's given them some confidence that we've struggled in some other areas, but you're always going to have a chance when you can steal possessions, and it's something that we emphasize it every week of practice. You know that the coaches are real adamant about making sure that we try to strip the ball from any ball carrier. I know it upsets our scout team backs a little bit that they get pounded heading through the line of scrimmage. Our guys are ripping at the football. But
for K1 to make a play like that against a savvy veteran like Larry Fitzgerald, how impressed are you with his development here in his second year?
Yeah, K1's been tremendous for us, I'd put him up against just about any other slot corner.
Another big matchup for him tonight against Cincinnati. Time now for a little hashtag Ask Pet. Coach, we'll start off with Halloween. I know you're big into Halloween, so what was the costume this year?
Well, we had our annual staff party at Coach O'Neill's house. So it was the second annual Halloween party, as we call it. Costume required. I'm a movie guy. Last year I went as Darth Vader. But this year I went a little more obscure. I went American Hustle.
Okay.
And I was Irving Rosenfeld. So I had the blue velvet tux on and the pinky ring. And I think what made the outfit the best though was I had a deluxe comb over.
Nice.
That was glued to the top of my head. So.
All right. Very, very good. Primetime games. You play Thursday night. You can play Sunday night. You can play Monday night. What's your preference?
Well, I think as a coach, and even if you press the players, Thursday night would probably be most guys' first choice.
And I think
during that week, it's difficult because you don't get the prep time. And as coaches, you plan for it. You always work ahead to follow, previous weeks when you look at, okay, who's our Thursday night opponent? We maybe need to do a little bit of extra work on them early in the season to make sure that we have at least the framework of a game plan ready to go and some base thoughts instead of trying to cram it all into that short period of time. So you hate Thursday night right up until the point where you play the game, and then you love having essentially the next 3 days off. So
it's like a half bye week.
It really gives you a mini bye. Now the way that the schedule fell last year, it was ideal for us because we had the early bye. I believe we were week four bye.
Yep.
And then ended up getting our early November, getting the mini bye, and essentially it ended up being the exact same amount of time off for the players. We weren't going to give them a ton of time off because of the early bye. So that worked out. It really cut our season into three pieces. Whereas this year it's a little bit different. It's odd that going back to St. Louis, we now play three games in 12 days and then turn around. And then in the following 24 days, we play one game.
Given the short week and the lack of time to prepare, how helpful is, and I know that's all that you've known as a head coach, not as a coordinator, but how helpful is it to have a division opponent on a Thursday night?
A division opponent, same coordinators. You go back and look at last year's plan. You see how you compare the numbers statistically from a tendency standpoint. How have they changed defensively? How have they changed offensively? What are they doing different? And that is helpful that we have game plan notes on those coordinators. If we were just playing a brand new, let's say it was Arizona on a short week, it would be much more difficult. So it's a lot to get through, but it's worth it on the back end.
Do you feel like with such a short week, the fast start, as you've talked about, is even more important on these games? Because it seems like whichever team kind of has the energy and the passion to sustain coming off a Sunday usually comes out on top on Thursday.
No, and that was our lesson learned a year ago. We got off to a good start and we were able to sustain it. And I think our guys know with the break on the other side of it that we're all in for this one. So they're not. I doubt our guys are going to be holding much back. And it's for a lot of reasons that it's national TV. It's the Battle of Ohio. It's a division opponent. We stress going back to the Baltimore game how important those division games are. So I think for all those reasons, our guys are going to be ready to go.
Coach, thanks so much and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by Joe Thomas, still a member of the Cleveland Browns, despite all the hullabaloo. We'll sit down with him on the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford, returns.